Now, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayakel, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru kol b'machane leimor, Ish ve'isha al yasu oid melocha letrumas hakoidesh, Vayikole ha'om mehovi. After the Binyan HaMishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzave the Yidden to stop bringing the nedovas which were necessary for the Mishkan. The Gemara in Shabbos in Perek HaZoyrek learned that this happened on Shabbos, and from here we know that there is a melacha of Hoitzah. In addition to the melacha of Hoitzah, there are other melachas. There's a melacha of Havara Dalirames Bereshus HaRabim, and there's a melacha of HaZoyrek Dalirames Bereshus HaRabim, or HaZoyrek Mereshus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. All those melachas either we learn from Psukim or from HaHalochim LeMoshe Misinai. The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Vav explains what is the different Rishuyos in Shabbos, so that the Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Dalet Rishuyos LeShabbos, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Becharmelis, Umokim Petur. The Gemara explains what is a Rishus HaRabim, and the Gemara says, Ratle, Uplatya, Gedoyla, a big street or a big market, Umavuos HaMefuloshin, Zohi Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara ends that if somebody carries from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid, Beshoigek Chayev Chatos, if he does this Beshoigek, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. Bemezit Onush Kores, if he does it Bemezit, he's Chayev Kores. Beniskal, or he gets Skila, if that's done, Be'edeman Hasra. The Gemara in HaZoyrek explains that there are other requirements for a Rishus HaRabim. We know that for the building of the Mishkan, Kroshim had to be carried. Those Kroshim were carried in Agolas, in wagons, and they took up a space of 16 amas. The Gemara learns from there that a property of a Rishus HaRabim is that it has to be a width of a minimum of 16 amas. In addition to that, there is Rashi Shita in Eruvin Daf Vav that a Rishus HaRabim requires 600,000 people to frequent it so that it should be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Other Rishonim, the Rambam, for example, learn that the requirement of Shishim Riboy is not there. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Samech Dalet explains that a Rishus HaRabim, in order to be matred for carrying purposes on Shabbos, it requires the losses, it requires gates. There are those that say that those gates have to be closed every night, and there are those that say there has to be a possibility that they be closed at night. The Mishneh Brura in Siman Shin Samech Dalet Siv Koton Ches explains that being that the Mechaber in Siman Shin Mem Hei brings the Das or Rambam as a Stam and the Das Rashi as a Yeshoimrim, the Mechaber means to Paskin like the Rambam and not like Rashi. So therefore, the Mishneh Brura ends that even though we cannot be Moiche to those that are Mekel to use an Eruv with which is made al Yedei Tzuras HaPesach, a Baal Nefesh Yachmir al Atzmoi, a Baal Nefesh, somebody who's meticulous in the performance of mitzvahs, shelo letaltel al Yedei Tzuras HaPesach, that he should not carry through a Tzuras HaPesach. The other Rishus, a Karmelis is not a Rishus HaRabim because it's missing some of its components. According to Rashi, if it does not have 600,000 people, then that is a Karmelis. According to the Rambam and the other Rishonim, it may not be a Karmelis if it's not 16 amos wide. It may not be a Karmelis if it's not Mefulash, if it's not open from one gate of the city to the other gate. For example, a dead-end street could not possibly be a Rishus HaRabim. As we mentioned before, in Siman Shin Samech Dalet, a Rishus HaRabim can only be Nitar al Yedei Mechitzas and Losses. A Karmelis, however, being that Midoraisa, a Karmelis, has no Iser of carrying, you can carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis or vice versa, or you can carry Dalet Amos in a Karmelis. Chazal, however, due to the similarities between a Karmelis and a Rishus HaRabim, made a gzeira not to carry in a Karmelis unless it's surrounded by a minimum of a Tzuras HaPesach. In order to understand if Farakwe and Lawrence are considered a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, I would like to describe the Eruv. On the northern side of the Eruv borders with the Long Island Railroad. Going west towards eventually Beach 20th Street, and then we go south till we get to Sigurd Boulevard, which follows eventually to the 878, following Rockhole Road, and then eventually Harborview South, where we use the bulkhead as mechitzas for the Eruv. Then we go across Meadow Lane to the eastern side of the Eruv, which is Meadow Lane, going to Rockaway Boulevard. Now, if you pay attention to the map, you will see that in the center of the map, highlighted in green, is the 878, or what's known as the Nassau Expressway. The Nassau Expressway, as everybody knows, is at least tesdainamo wide, but according to Rashi, you require 600,000 people, which we know do not frequent the 878. The Bialoch and Simon Shin Mem Hei brings a Shitas Aramban that there is a difference in a Rishus Arabim, whether that Rishus Arabim is in a city or it's in a highway that goes between cities. So that in a city, Rashi requires Shishim Ribui, but in a highway that goes between cities, we do not require Shishim Ribui. Now, the 878, it's a state road which connects Queens to Nassau County, and eventually Nassau County connects to the city of Atlantic Beach. There is a possibility, Alpidin, that that may be a highway Ben Ironi, and it might not require 600,000 people, according to Rashi. In order to explain to you why it is that we are able to make a Farakwe Lawrence Eruv, I would have to explain to you the Shita of the Beis Ephraim and the Chazanish. The Beis Ephraim and the Chazanish holds, the Chazanish, by the way, is in Simon Kuv Zayin, Seif, Cotton Hay, and it's also brought in the Chuvas Achiezer in Chelek Dalet, where the Achiezer had a big shaila about the Eruv in Paris, and he consulted with the Chazanish about the possibility of making an Eruv in Paris, and they came to the conclusion that they could by using the Shita of the Beis Ephraim. They have an area enclosed by mechitzas. We are mainly concerned with the northern mechitza, which is 100 amos in width. Now, as you can see, written in green ink is the gaps in the mechitza. One gap is 18 amos, another gap is 15 amos, and another gap is 11 amos. That's just an example. The numbers could change. The closed part of the mechitza, as you can see, is 19, 16, 13, and 6 amos. If you add together all the gaps which are open in this mechitza, I believe that it adds to 44 amos. The places which are closed add up to 54 amos. Now, the Chazon Ish says shita is that whenever you have oimet meruba al aparut, meaning that there are more closed areas than there are open areas, the gaps which are open do not answer the area for carrying on Shabbos, except mi gezeiras derabbanan. The sheet of the Chazon Ish is that we can enclose those pirtzos of yoiser me'eser al yedei a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, if we go back to the Farakaway Lawrence Eruv, I could show you that the great majority of the enclosure of the Eruv of Farakaway and Lawrence are solid mechitzas and not tzuras ha-pesach, rendering the area of the Farakaway Lawrence Eruv into a Rishus HaYochid Midoraisa according to the Chazon Ish, and that is what we are soimechan to be able to use that Eruv. Now, it's important to know that not everybody is in agreement with this Chazon Ish, so that many Gedolim disagreed with him, the most famous one being the Mishkan Es Yankov in the Tshuvas, who disagreed with the Beis Ephraim in many, many Tshuvas, and held that a Pirtza Yosem Mi'eser is an Isur Deoraisa, and therefore you cannot be matter the area l'idei Tzuras HaPesach. And Rabaron Kotre Zatzal in his Tshuvas Mishnas Rabaron agrees with the Mishkan Es Yankov that an area which has a Pirtza of Yosem Mi'eser requires mechitzas and cannot be niter l'idei Tzuras HaPesach. If we look at the map, we could see highlighted in red all places which are solid mechitzas rather than a Tzuras HaPesach. As you follow through, you can clearly see that the mechitzas are the great majority of the Farakaway Lawrence Eruv, and Tzuras HaPesach is the great minority. Therefore, the Farakaway Lawrence becomes a Rishus HaYochid according to the Shita of the Chazon Ish, and therefore we are allowed to enclose the rest of the places where we do not have mechitzas with a Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara in the second Perek in Eruvin explains that in addition to the iser of carrying in a Rishus HaRabim or in a Carmelis, in order to enclose an area for the purpose of carrying on Shabbos, it has to be Hukaf Ledira. What that means is that the mechitzos of the area had to be put up for living purposes rather than from shmirah purposes. For example, if somebody would have a farm planted with zroim, with wheat, and he would enclose that in a fence so that people do not come and trample on his wheat, that would not be considered hukaf ledira, and you would not be able to carry there on Shabbos. In Far Rockaway and Lawrence, we have many places which are not hukaf ledira by definition. For example, at the end of Sigurd Boulevard and by Beach 9th Street, there is a big area of overgrown koitzim and trees and water and mud, which is not livable, rendering that area no hukaf ledira. That area is much more than Beis Hosayim. There's another such area west of the 878. In the Sutton Park area, there is a lake. That lake, from our investigation, the water there is not drinkable, nor is it usable for washing clothing, making that area, according to the Shulchan Aruch, also not hukaf ledira. There is a shita of the Dvar Shmuel and the Chacham Tzvi, which the Bia Halacha brings, that if you have a city that's surrounded by a wall, such a zroim will not be mevatel the heck of ledira, being that the dira of a city is so strong that zroim could not possibly be mevatel it. However, that shita of the Dvar Shmuel and the Chacham Tzvi, first of all, the Chacham Tzvi himself says that it's only b'shas hadchak godol. What does that mean, shas hadchak godol? So I would like to explain that the style of living in Europe is not the same style as of that which we have here in America. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuva about the Eruv in Detroit, at first says, what is the purpose and what is the need of an Eruv in America? He states as follows: everybody in America has refrigerators and have water in their houses and bathrooms in their houses, so that they don't have to have an Eruv in order to draw water or to bring food from the outside, which in Europe, in most places, they did not have. So there was a big shas hadchak. It was not possible to live without an Eruv. Being that in America there is not such a big shas hadchak, we decided in Far Rockaway Lawrence not to include any karfefas which are not hukaf ledira, and we exclude them from the Eruv. In addition to the fact that it's not a shas hadchak godol, the shita of the Dvar Shmuel may not apply in Far Rockaway, being that the Dvar Shmuel explicitly states that we're talking in a case where it was hukaf ledira. First the houses and the homes were there, and somebody went ahead and planted zroim. But to go ahead and make an eruv around a zroim, that you cannot do. And we know that the zroim in Far Rockaway were there probably from Maaseh Bereishis, before any other homes were here, making the shita of the Dvar Shmuel not applicable in Far Rockaway. In addition to that, there's a Hagoyes Oshri that states that just the opposite, that if the zroim were not are there now and then we make the heck of ledira afterwards, we are allowed to do that. However, again, that's questionable in Far Rockaway. For the Hagoyes Oshri, the way the Divrei Malkiel explains it is based on the fact that if I own zroim, I'm entitled to destroy them and put a house there instead of zroim, so therefore my heck of ledira is valid. The case of Far Rockaway is such that there are wetlands protected by the federal government. I could not build there even if I wanted to, so it's highly questionable whether we could use the sheet of the Hagoyes Oshri and the Divrei Malkiel. So in order not to have that shaila, we took out all those karfefas. The Mishnah at the beginning of the 6th parak in Eruvin states as follows: Hador im ha'akum bechotzer o im misha'eno moide be'eruv. If somebody lives with a goy or with somebody who does not abide by the dinim of Eruvin, he requires to rent the reshus from him. Now, how do we do that bizman hazeh in Far Rockaway and Lawrence? It is a real big problem, for there are many, many goyim living in Far Rockaway and Lawrence, and there's also many Jewish people that are not shomrei Torah mitzvos bavonoseinu harabim, and they don't abide by the halachos of Eruvin. So therefore, we would have to go to each individual one and to rent the reshus from him is something which is not possible to do. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Pei Beis and in other places has a whole arichas that we are allowed to rent the reshus from the Sar Ha'ir. The Sar Ha'ir meaning the governor of the city. For in the times of the Gemara and in the times of the Rishonim, the Sar Ha'ir actually owned the city. If you look in Rav Herzog's Sefer on Choshen Mishpat, he explains that the laws of England until today is such that the king actually owns all land in England. So we could go ahead and rent from him the Rishus, the fact that he owns that land. In the United States of America, since we don't really have enough time to go into Arichas, there is a third amendment in the Constitution which states that a president, even in a case of war, cannot declare an emergency in such a way that he could store his army in our homes. That would have to be done by an act of Congress. Therefore, the prescribed way of renting from the Sar Ha'ir in Shulchan Aruch, which is the fact that the Sar Ha'ir, in case of emergency, can store his Kli Milchama in our homes, is not really valid in this country. So what do we do? The Ramah in Siman Shin Tzadik Aleph explains that whenever we have such a problem, we rent from the Sar Ha'ir the fact that he has the rights over the streets to close the street at any time that he wants. That is a little bit of a problem in America, for there is nobody that has such a right. So therefore, what do? We did the best possible, which is that we went to the captain of the 101 precinct and to the head of the Nassau County Police in Hewlett, and they claimed that even though not legally, but practically, they could go ahead and barricade a street without having to do too much explaining to their superiors, even though that's only practically but not theoretically. So therefore, we rented from them the right that they have in the street. We are also soimech on the fact that there is a Tshuvas Maram Shik, as we explained before. The reason that we can't carry in a place where there are goyim or those that are not moide in a eruv is because we shouldn't learn from them, and Chazal wanted us to move into our own Jewish neighborhoods. That gezeira obviously did not work, for we live amongst them anyhow, similar to the gezeira that there was, that we weren't allowed to lend money beribis to goyim. And then eventually Chazal cancelled that gezeira, being that it was impossible to keep. The Maram Shik ends off that really we can't rely on this shita. However, we could be soimech on this shita together with other shitas in order to make a Schiris Rishus. And I believe that that's what we are soimech on in a Schiris Rishus in this country. Again, we have to understand that it's a real shvere zach, this whole Schiris Rishus in the United States of America. The solution is really not very clear, and therefore we do the best we can, even though it's really not in any way perfect. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph on the base states, Tano Tzuras HaPesach She'omru Kono Mikan VeKono Mikan VeKono Al Gabeim. The Tzuras HaPesach, which is described, means there is a pole on one side and a pole on the other side and a pole over the top of it. What exactly is a Tzuras HaPesach? The halachas of Tzuras HaPesach are in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Samech Beis and a little bit in Siman Shin Samech Gimel. They're very, very bekitzer in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishneh Berurah is very, very mekatzer. Therefore, all the knowledge and all the ideas that we have about the halachas of a Tzuras HaPesach are found in the Tshuvas and also in Sefer Chazon Ish. To be very, very brief, in Sefer Chazon Ish it says that lechatchila, all poles of a Tzuras HaPesach should be basically straight. We don't mean that they have to be leveled, but basically to the eye, they should be lechatchila straight. If they're be'alachsan, there are places where the Chazon Ish states that they may be posel, there are other places where it's a shaila. If those lechoyayim, what we call a lechi, meaning the poles of the side, bend outwards away from the eruv, the Chazon Ish states in Siman Ayin Aleph that such a thing is posel. We have strived in Farakoy to try and make our lechoyayim basically straight. Many times it took some effort to do that, being that we have to attach those lechoyayim to poles. The poles are not always straight. Many times we attach them to light poles. The light poles have a base on the bottom, and then they narrow over the top, as you see on the video. In order to make the pole straight, we had to devise some kind of spacers so that they should be completely straight. Now, the Gemara says, weiter, Tzrichin Liga or Ein Tzrichin Liga? Do the Lechoyaim have to touch the top wire or do they not have to touch the top wire? The Halach in Shulchan Aruch is like Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman states, Ein Tzrichin Liga, they do not have to touch the top. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Samech Beis states the Halach like Rav Nachman, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chidushim there on the Shulchan Aruch explains that the reason that they do not have to touch the top wire is because of good asik mechitza. What is good asik? Good asik means that we bring the mechitza down, the top wire. Imagine that we bring it down to be on top of the lechi. That's a halacha leMoshe miSinai, that we are able to do that. The Chazon Ish and the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuvas both explain, and there is no machlokes about this. Everybody agrees that whenever we say good asik in Shas, it means kemailo umato shel ha'olam, meaning that we make a perpendicular line to the earth and we go straight up and down. So therefore, if we have a lechi that's leaning sideways, we don't follow the contour of the lechi to make good asik, but we go up and down kemailo umato shel ha'olam. Whenever we use short lechoyaim to make an eruv, even though meikar adin, that's perfectly valid because we paskan ein tzrichin liga. But we have found a problem that those lechoyaim are generally attached to poles in order to have them directly under an electric wire. As you could see on the chart, when you use a short lechi and you attach it to a pole which is not level, the good asik would be according to the dotted line. If you follow the dotted line, that dotted line is not anywhere near the top wire which is required to make a kosher tzuras pesach. Therefore, the eruv would be puzzle. If we were to put the lechi on the other side of the pole, we would have the same problem, for the good asik would not be under the wire. In addition to that, whenever you use a short lechi, if there is anything blocking the good asik, as in our case the pole might be blocking, or many times on poles there are all kinds of telephone boxes and all kinds of things that the telephone company, the electric company hangs, if any of those are blocking the good asik, according to most poskim, that renders the eruv invalid. Therefore, in Farakway Lawrence, we have avoided that problem by no longer using any of the short lechoyaim. There is another halacha, halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Samech Beis, in the Achronim, the Mishneh Brura brings a Mishkan Oz Yankov, that the Kono Elyon, the wire which is on top of the lechoyaim, should not be mishtale, should not be bent down or drooped down more than Gimel Tfachim, according to a lot of poskim. Other poskim disagree, and they say it makes no difference if it droops down. But Lechatchila, the Mishneh Brura brings a Mishkan Oz Yankov, that the wire should be tight. It is known in the Toldos of the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish was very makpid on this, and he used to say that there is no reason why we can't make straight wires. If we really wanted to, we could do it. As you see in the video, in Farakoy, we strive to make the wires as straight as we possibly can, and most of them by now are already have already been straightened out. If you also see on the video that whenever electric wires are used, most of those wires are not straight, they're not level. They all, because of their weight, drip down much more than Gimel Tfachim, making it not a lechatchila. What we do is we put a Tzuras HaPesach underneath those whenever possible. We have not yet finished with this, but we are striving to do it. The fact that those wires, the electric wires, are very, very reliable. They never break, they never fall down. We use them as a backup to our Eruv. That's basically the halacha of the Kono Elyon. In addition to this, the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Samech Beis Yifur Aleph brings a Tshuvas Areim from Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, where he says that the Kona Elyon of a Tzuras HaPesach should not be Be'alachson, meaning that one lechi should not be Lemailo Bashamayim, and the other lechi should not be Lemato Ba'oretz. As you see in the video, there were places where the Kona Elyon was Be'alachson. We no longer use it. We also strive in Farakoy Lawrence to try and make the Kono Elyon as level as possible in order not to have this shaila of Rabbi Kiva Eger. I would like to state that the Mishneh Brura does not bring this Rabbi Kiva Eger lehalocha, and most poskim are mater even a Kono Elyon that's be'alachson. There's a halacha, as we mentioned before, oimed meruba ala poritz, and we are not allowed to have, however, a pirtz of yosem mi'eser. Wherever there is a pirtza of Yosem Mi'eser, we need a tikkun of a Tzuras HaPesach. There is a machloikas, the Avnei Nezer and the Chazon Ish, what happens if you actually have a gate that opens and closes in that pirtza of Yosem Mi'eser, however the gate is open. If the gate is open, the Chazon Ish holds that you cannot use that mechitza for the Eruv unless you put a Tzuras HaPesach around it. The Avnei Nezer states that the Pesach itself, the fact that it has a gate, that's better than a Tzuras HaPesach. In Farakwe Lawrence, we never relied on the Avnei Nezer. We always tried to be Mekayim the Chazon Ish. However, the Tshuvas HaChadoshos of Rabbi Akiva Eger we have been zoiche for them to be printed. And in those Tshuvas, Rabbi Akiva Eger agrees with the Avnei Nezer B'Pshitas, and he holds that whenever you have a Pesach, you do not require a Tzuras HaPesach. So in Farakwe, be the Evet, if we have a problem with a Tzuras HaPesach that's going over such a Mechitza, which actually has a gate that might be open, will rely on that bidavit. As I explained, that the chazaka of the Eruv is very important. The more eyes that there are on the Eruv, the better it is for the chazaka. So we'd like to ask the Oilam to familiarize themselves with the Eruv. I am willing to show anybody exactly where the Eruv is so that they can keep an eye on it. And if they have any questions or any ha'oras about the Eruv being about the Eruv or being about tonight's shir, they can call me at home, or there is a specific number which the Eruv has, which I carry, to sell you a phone, which I carry on every Erev Shabbos. The phone number is 516-659-7976. Please call me if there are any problems or any horrors at all about the Eruv. I would like to be Mesayim with a Birchas Hedyot, Keshen Sishiyamtem Mesechta Eruvim, Kentisko Lesayim Mesechta Zakherim, until you finish Gantz Shas.